Hello, everyone. It's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley, and you are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast. Today, we have such a special treat for you. We have been looking forward to recording this podcast for so long. We are huge, huge fans of Nurse Grid, and today, our guest is Zach Smith. He's also an RN, and he is the Vice President of Nursing and co-founder for Nurse Grid, and our podcast is going to be anything and everything that you've been wondering about the Nurse Grid app, and we are so ecstatic to have you on, Zach. So hi, do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hello, yeah, thanks for inviting me to be on the podcast. I'm excited to be here as well and speak with you and all of your listeners as well. So like you said, my name is Zach Smith, VP of Nursing for Nurse Grid and co-founder of Nurse Grid. I've been a nurse for almost 10 years. I've worked across a variety of departments and populations, and have spent the last 3 or 4 years, of course, working full-time for Nurse Grid behind the desk. So slightly different experience as a nurse, but happy to share my history and my experience and what we're doing here at Nurse Grid.
Yes, well, we're super appreciative that you wanted to jump on the podcast with us. We're big fans. We want to hear everything about the Nurse Grid story. We want to know, you know, what's the story behind the creation? What is Nurse Grid for anyone out there who may not know? And then why is this so important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Nurse Grid is, of course, really near and dear to my heart and Joe's heart as well. Joe is our other co-founder. He's a nurse as well. And, you know, we were working bedside as nurses and seeing all these different areas in nursing that we felt needed improvements, and talking to thousands of other nurses over the years. There's so many other people who have a lot of great ideas, too. And we took the leap to make a change and try to impact nursing in the best way possible. And so the way we did that is by initially looking at some of the problems that we were experiencing as nurses ourselves. And we felt like at the core of the issue in nursing was that we as nurses ourselves weren't involved in leadership decision making in ways that we felt like we could help and be helpful for. So many decisions are made in hospitals and healthcare that affect us as nurses, the people working face to face with patients and at the bedside. And that, you know, we didn't have a proper say and voice, despite being one of the biggest members inside hospitals. So we set out to change that. We want to empower nurses to make a change in healthcare. And we decided to do that by creating tools and technology that really resonated with nurses based on the feedback of nurses that we received along the way. So, of course, as hopefully some of your listeners know, Nurse Grid is a free mobile app for nurses. It's just the easiest way for nurses to download and manage their schedule, see who they work with, connect with colleagues, swap shifts, and things like that. And so we created this just as a free tool for nurses to get it out in the community and start to provide a service. We know scheduling is one of the most personal things that there is to nurses because of our erratic schedules and three on and four off, or if you're working part-time, it can be a little different. It's just is erratic and difficult to track, and the solutions out there for other professions just didn't match with what we felt like we needed as nurses. So we started with our mobile app, launched that mobile app, and then started to work on our manager technology as well. And the manager technology connects with the mobile app for hospital and healthcare departments and allows them to distribute the schedule directly to nurses' phones. Which is novel in healthcare, but when you explain it to other professions, they sort of shake their head and seem surprised that isn't already really a thing in healthcare. So we set out to fix that problem, allowed nurses to swap shifts through the mobile app and have it be approved by management on their software, and a number of other things too. We know that nurses receive way too many phone calls and text messages at home when they are trying to relax on their days off and not think about work. And so we consolidated all those requests to have them come through the mobile app, so you don't have to log into the intranet at your hospital to see your schedule or receive text messages or phone calls from hospital management asking you or begging you to come in to work extra when maybe you don't necessarily want to pick up that phone. So we just saw firsthand experience that there's a lot of different issues inside healthcare that we felt like we could help address with modern technology, not old, outdated technology, but efficient, modern, sleek technology based on the feedback of thousands of nurses. And that's what we set out to do. And we're happy to say that we're making a lot of progress on both those fronts.
Well, it is just so exciting. Your technology is so innovative. It's so incredible. And you're exactly right. It is. It's solving so many problems, and it's such a fantastic resource. And it's number one for the nurse apps right now, which is really exciting for you all. You were talking a little bit about how nursing impacted the way that NurseGrid came about, you know, how the story kind of developed and why this was so important to you and how you used your nursing experience to create something that could really be efficient and successful in the profession. How would you say that your nursing background or even nursing today continues to impact the way that NurseGrid is evolving and I guess maybe even possibly improving or in advancements in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, working bedside, our first and primary focus is taking care of our patients, making sure that our patients are healthy and safe, and we're providing safe and effective care. And then among this, we have so many different pieces of technology and regulations and protocols and software and things that we're expected to know along the way. And it's difficult sometimes to just do your primary job. And so we wanted to try to cut through all the noise and allow nurses to be at the hospital and do what they're there to do and do it well. And so the way that we set out was to try to find all those different areas inside hospitals that were affecting that or affecting our ability to provide good quality care. And we know staffing levels is one of the key reasons why nurses have poor satisfaction levels, if in fact they are dissatisfied with their job. And so we know the ability to adjust staffing levels up and down is something that can be difficult for hospitals. Like I mentioned earlier, they're primarily doing this with phone calls and text messages. When there's modern technology out there to solve problems like this that don't involve nurses, charge nurses pulling out their personal phones and starting to call people. So we felt like if we can help better manage the staffing levels on departments with efficiency, that the nurses as a result will have, appropriate nurse to patient staffing ratios, and they'll be able to focus on providing good quality care to their patients instead of worrying about trying to, squeeze in a fifth patient when they're only really supposed to have four max, or when they're at home trying to spend time figuring out what their schedule is when they would rather be de-stressing and decompressing from, the hard, stressful work that nursing is. And so, NurseGrid, one of our mottos is nurse life balance, and we're committed to that, to providing nurses a life that can be effective in the hospital, but also can be relaxing and stress-free while they're at home. And we think technology can play a key role in that, as it has in so many other professions. We're just looking to introduce that into nursing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think technology is 100% the way to go right now, solving so many different issues that we have. What do you hope to accomplish in the future with NurseGrid? I know there are new features and new apps and new developments that you guys have coming out all the time, but what do you hope to accomplish in the future? And I guess you can kind of take that question two parts too. I guess technologically, what do you hope to accomplish? And then also, do you guys have any plans for the community?
Sure. So first and foremost, we want to listen to what our community is telling us, and we want to build tools that are useful for them based on their feedback. So whether people, write us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or email us or write a review, we listen to all those. We read all of those, and we adjust our roadmap appropriately to take in that input that we're receiving from our community, because that is, after all, what we're out here to do is solve the needs and the pain points that nurses are telling us they have. So I should say that, based on what people tell us, that also impacts our roadmap. But we're also really focused on solving some key points that we've heard along the way. We know nurses want to be more involved in the schedule making process. We know the schedule making process is a massive headache for everyone involved. And given how personal the schedule is, this is one of the primary reasons why nurses can feel like they're being listened to and appreciated as a nurse. And so we think that that there's an avenue here for us to work, especially given our app, since it's focused on helping you manage and view your schedule. We think there's a way for that to be a two-way street, to allow nurses to distribute their preferred schedule back to their management and allow management to create the schedule. Now, self-scheduling isn't anything that's new to hospitals, but we haven't seen a real effective way of it being done to date, and we think we're poised to do that well. So we've been listening to a lot of feedback, and we look forward to getting into that space and helping provide a tool for managers, nurse schedulers, supervisors, and charge nurses, whoever creates the schedule. I know personally I created a schedule myself when I worked on one of my departments, but I would just open up an Excel spreadsheet, which is where most schedules are created anyway, and started plugging in people's preferences and things like that. I even met someone who basically was creating a schedule on the back of a napkin, which sounds ludicrous, except for when you get into a hospital, you realize that nurses will do anything they can to with the tools that they have around them to solve problems that are in front of them. And we think technology can play a big role in that. So that's one avenue that we look to expand our technology, but we also see a big role in agency. And that's one reason why I'm excited to speak with you and Wanderly and continue this ongoing conversation that we've had with Wanderly, because we know that the agency market is an expanding one and that opportunities are becoming more plentiful. And we just need to be able to get them in front of nurses in a way where they can see them and they can act on them easier rather than just sort of stumbling upon an agency opportunity. We think we can show those to nurses and make it easier for them to apply and to get involved in the agency in the agency market. So we're excited about that, providing more flexibility for nurses around agency and agency opportunities. We're excited about getting nurses involved in their own schedule to help ensure that they're getting the schedules they want, which will affect their satisfaction levels. And we're constantly listening to the feedback that we hear from our hundreds of thousands of nurses who use our app and give us their input and advice. And we'll always do that, and we'll continue to do that, and we're excited for the future.
Well, it sounds like we have a lot to look forward to the future with NurseGrid and with us. We're so excited to be able to even start these conversations with the NurseGrid team. And it's so funny that you mentioned the writing on the back of the napkin, because I absolutely remember being in the hospital setting and having either like a napkin or a huge wad of paper or just any like sticky notes that I could find to write down little notes. So you're exactly right. Once you're in the hospital, that just, it makes total sense. And again, it's just NurseGrid solving another problem that is so obvious, especially to us that have worked as nurses, that is a need that we really do need to fill. But I do kind of want to switch gears just a little bit, Zach, if you're okay with it. Kind of a personal question just about you. How would your employees and your colleagues describe you and why? You are obviously a huge leader in this company. I work with a ton of your staff throughout the weeks, and I've chatted with a bunch of them, especially in marketing, and have gotten to know a few that I really admire and have really enjoyed working with. But I want to know, how do you think that they would describe you and why?
Yeah, well, hopefully positive things, of course. One of the key attributes that I feel like I bring to our office environment, but also the same thing that I brought as a charge nurse when I worked on units, is just a level of calmness just try not to be rattled by certain situations. You know, we know that whether it's a code or an angry patient, if you're rattled and you're out of sorts, that you're not able to provide your best care or respond appropriately. So as a charge nurse, I would try to take on as many of those fires, as I called them, as possible, to allow nurses to focus on, keeping their patients healthy and safe. But doing that by way of just sort of absorbing their problems or absorbing the issues that they're bringing to me, and reacting in a calm way. And I try to bring that same sort of mentality into NurseGrid. Things can get crazy and things can be really stressful. This goes for any job anywhere. But if we can sort of control our emotions and think clearly about the task and the problem ahead of us, then we're going to respond better. We're going to respond more appropriately. So I try to instill that here in NurseGrid and the culture here at NurseGrid. And I hope that's something that our employees here appreciate. But mostly what it's about is me trying to empower my employees, me trying to, as a charge nurse, help the other nurses do the job that they're there to do. It's not about me in particular doing any one thing. It's about cutting through all the noise and allowing the real workers and the real impact players here and in hospitals to do their best work. On the other side of that, you know, I'm super sarcastic and dry, so I use humor to try to keep things fun and light. So I think my team either is annoyed by that or appreciates that. But the end result is that, you know, we're a goofy, fun bunch, and we like to enjoy the work that we're doing.
Well, I love that so much. We like to be funny over here as well. And I can tell just off of your site. So if anyone needs to go and check out the Nurse Grid website, go and look at their team member page, because I have had so much fun just kind of looking through that and getting to see all of the different roles over at Nurse Grid and all the different people and types of people that are a part of your team, whether it be nurses or engineers. It's really cool. Everyone needs a little sarcasm, and there's a difference between, I think, someone's sarcasm and a nurse's sarcasm. I think you know what I mean.
Oh, I think people would be surprised just how goofy and sarcastic nurses are at the nurse's station, especially night shift nurses, you know, when it gets to be 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Feeling a little loose and goofy, you know, then that's where I've had some of my longest laughing attacks that I've had as an adult. So I think people would be surprised just how fun and humor-filled nurses are. And that's sort of our way of coping and getting through shifts as well. But, you know, just one thing that came to mind as you were talking about our team here. So Joe, the founder, and myself, our nurses, we've had a couple of other nurses in the company as well. Now we're about 45 people large. I'm a minority as a nurse in my company, but the role that I play is trying to make sure that the way we talk to our nurses, the way we build the technology we're building, the way we're marketing to them, the way we're selling into hospitals, that we're always doing this in a way where we understand what it's like to be a nurse, that we're speaking to nurses in a way that resonates with them. So, you know, I consider everyone here at Nurse Grid to be an honorary nurse, and, you know, they all have the lingo down now and can really empathize or at least sympathize with the work that nurses do, and people appreciate. Really, really, really appreciate the work that nurses do around the country, and that fuels the work that we do here day in and day out.
Yes. Well, speaking of the nursing profession, especially on the day-to-day that's going on right now, there is so many different conversations occurring, whether it be safe staffing or nurse burnout, or you've even seen, I'm sure you've seen the caption, nurses eat their young, or you've seen all these different things that may be negative. And then you have the other side where you see these incredible stories of a nurse finding a heart defect that saves a baby, or all these different things. Nursing is so multifaceted, especially in the media, and there are so many different ways to have conversations and discussions about the profession of nursing. And I'm curious to hear from you, your opinion on this. Where do you hope to see the nursing profession in 5 or 10 years? What do you hope to be different, and what do you hope stays the same?
Well, you know, change happens slowly. I think sometimes we expect things to happen really fast, but given the size and the impact that nurses have, the fact that we work in healthcare, we just have to expect that change is going to happen slowly. But the thing that we can always ensure is that we're moving forward. We're improving incrementally, slowly, step by step. We are making the nursing profession better. And I think that's incumbent on every nurse out there to do that, to take it upon themselves. And, you know, we're going to see this transformation in the nursing market with, you know, a lot of older nurses are going to retire, and with their experience and vast knowledge, that's going to be leaving the market, and we're going to see this new influx of new nurses. So it's really important that we onboard and train and embrace new nurses into the nursing community in a way that welcomes them and makes them feel safe and helps foster a level of confidence, but also appropriate cautiousness. So, you know, we've all heard nurses eat their young, and we probably all had, you know, some issues with preceptorship. And I know at least I have personally. And I think this is one of the areas in which nursing can really improve is we should identify these new nurses, help them, empower them to be the best nurse they can possibly be by creating an environment for them that they feel like they're safe to ask questions there. They have mentors to lean on, and that their preceptors are working with them, but not necessarily micromanaging every single thing that they're doing. I think as our new nurses enter the market and mature through the market, that's where we're going to start to see the biggest change. That's just going to change the whole culture of nursing. And to that point, that's sort of what, you know, we'd like to do here at Nurse Grid, is by empowering nurses, giving nurses that voice, We think that voice can go up to administration, but that voice also needs to go out to the community and to the other nurses around them, so that, you know, we are creating a community that fosters one another and supports one another, because nursing is really, really hard work. And, you know, it's easier and we're stronger if we do it together.
I absolutely agree with you. I always say, too, that the younger nurses that come in and are really lucky to be able to work with these experienced nurses and to learn from them, at the end of the day, they just want to be like them. You know, I always said that when I had just graduated three or four years ago, I always said, when I'm coming in this, you know, as a nursing student or even as a brand new nurse, I'm just wanting to be like these experienced nurses. And so I think if we can all remember that, especially as we work with newer nurses, I think it gives kind of a kinder mentality as we move forward with teaching them and educating them and possibly even a little bit more patience. So I always try to talk about that too, because we want and we need more nurses in this profession. We need and we want as many as possible, especially right now. And so I think if we just create an environment that cultivates strong and kind relationships between nurses, I think we'll be in a good spot. But Zach, I'm so excited about this last question, because we have obviously been in many discussions, Wanderley and NurseGrid, about different ways that we can collaborate, different ways that we can partner, because we admire what you do and we want to be a part of it. And that we would love to have the NurseGrid team a part of our family as well. So I guess I'm just curious to ask you, what are you most excited about when it comes to Wanderley, and how can we work together to continue to support the profession of nursing?
Well, I've spoken with you and your organization on a number of occasions, and you guys are just filled with tons of really great people. And when we do business, we want to do business with people who really care about the community, who really understand what it's like to be a nurse in the nursing profession, and are wanting to make a positive impact, not necessarily just expand their wallet book. And that's what we feel like Wanderley is, and that's what we try to be as NurseGrid as well. So, you know, we're thrilled to work with Wanderley because you all are just great people. So first and foremost, I think that's, the first hurdle we have to overcome when we work with another organization. But secondly, there's just a lot of synergy between NurseGrid and Wanderley. The way that the impact that we're trying to have in the nursing profession and the marketing and the sort of mantra that we hold our offices to and are trying to make the difference we're trying to make in the community. The ways that I think that we can work together are increasing the exposure that nurses have to the agency market. So we just did a survey to our mobile base and asked nurses a bunch of questions. And one of them was on agency. You know, 35% of our users had never even given agency much thought. 14% thought you had to travel to be an agency nurse. And 9% just felt like it was too complicated. And together, those equal a majority of people who might be interested in agency, but they just don't either understand it or haven't really had the opportunity to fall in their lap. So we are excited about increasing the exposure that the nursing permanent placement community has to agency opportunities, to realize that, you know, you don't have to be, this doesn't have to be, the agency doesn't have to be a profession where you have to uproot your entire life and start to move all around the United States or the world. There's ways to work an agency job into your life that actually helps improve your life and improve your flexibility in a way that a perm placement job can't. Now, I was a perm placement job holder my entire life as a nurse. Joe, our co-founder, was an agency nurse for the latter half of his career. So we bring that sort of dual perspective. But Wanderley, of course, is immersed in the agency market. And we think that with our network and with our technology and Wanderley's network and Wanderley's technology, that we can sort of meld our two communities together and technologies and increase the exposure that nurses have to agency jobs and opportunities, but also enlighten them about what it's like to be an agency nurse. And I think people will be surprised about what it's like and the sort of difference it can make in their lives.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And we are definitely looking forward to the future with NurseGrid. We're really excited about it. We're honored to be a part of it. And I just wanted to thank you one more time for jumping on this podcast. The Happy Traveler means a lot to me, and it's really incredible to have someone who is so influential in the nursing community like yourself to come on it. So truly, thank you. Before we jump off, though, where can everybody find you? Obviously, NurseGrid's the number one app, so it's pretty simple. But will you just let people know, if they're listening and possibly haven't heard of NurseGrid yet, where they can find you and how to go make the download?
Sure, yeah. So NurseGrid's a free mobile app. It's 100% free. You don't have to have a credit card to use NurseGrid. You can download NurseGrid wherever you get your apps. So for Apple users, it'd be in the App Store. For Android users, it'd be in the Google Play Store. You can download the app there. If you don't have a smartphone, then you can use our web app, which is just at nursegrid.com. If you want to check out our website, see our team, you can go to nursegrid.com and see that as well. I'd also like to say that everyone should go to our Instagram page, which we have a lot of activity there, or Facebook page or Twitter as well. But Instagram, we like to give away a lot of our compression socks. We do a bunch of giveaways. We throw contests, and we ask for people's comments and stories. We do spotlights on nursing, and we allow nurses to write blogs to share with our community. And we also encourage nurses to tell us their story and nominate other nurses who they feel like have made a big difference in their life. And we've got a bunch of free swag to give away, swag being, our compression socks or our holiday socks or tote bags or pens and buttons and things like that. Just another way that we want to, sort of reward nurses who are out there doing good work, but also getting engaged in the community. And so I would encourage everyone to go to our social sites. That's just at nursegrid.com at NurseGrid, which is just all one word there. But yeah, I appreciate you, speaking with me. And, of course I'm thrilled and ecstatic to be working with Wanderly as well. And, have been watching you guys and, been impressed with the impact that you're making in the community as well.
Well, thank you so much. And I might have to go and try to beat everybody to getting some of that swag now. I didn't know that was on there. Everybody go check out NurseGrid. Go use NurseGrid. Download the app. It's incredible. It's going to save you so much time and stress. What an incredible resource. We're honored to be a part of NurseGrid in some small way. And so thank you, Zach Smith, so much. You guys, he's a nurse. He's the vice president of nursing and a co-founder of NurseGrid. That is another episode of The Happy Traveler, one that I'm definitely the most proud of. That was awesome. So thank you again, Zach. But that's another episode, and we will be back next week. Thanks, everyone.